We are on Daf Kuf Hey. Let us just again get into the sugya to start the bottom of Kuf Hey Madal of the last two words. Boy Rove Nishba Olop. Now we had the Vama Rove Haray Omru Gozol Chometz Ba'Ovor Olav HaPesach. The Mishnah says Gozol Chometz Ba'Ovor Olav HaPesach Oymaloy Haray Shelach Lefanecha. So he could be Mekayim Mitzvah Sashave with this Chometz, which is also Bano and worthless. Boy Rove, so Rove Klal Vashayla, Nishba Olav Mahu. What if he swore? So Rashi says, La'achar Shenesar, after became Nesar, Nishba Shein Etzloi, he doesn't have this Chometz, Le'gozloi Mimenu, and he never stole Chometz from him. Me amrine, kiven the imignav boy shlumilei, that if this chometz which is also bano, if it will be stolen from the ganev, left to pay how much the chometz was worth, b'shas t'gzeila. And now he's swearing he never stole chometz. Mamayne kokof alei. So this shvua is a shvua of kfiras momen by saying that he never stole from him chometz. So he is patring himself that afilu, if this chometz will get lost, he also won't have to pay. So it's a shua of kviras momen. Yischayev keren chaymish v'oshem. Oiduma hashte miyas homonach v'avra ba'almu. The chometz is still here. And he can patter himself by giving the chometz. And the chometz is worthless. So it's not called there was a kfiras moment, because lemaise he could patter himself with this chometz, which is also bano, and the nigzol is not getting anything from this chometz. So the kfira that he was kaifa loigozalti is not considered a kfiras moment, since he can patter his chiyev with this chometz. Milsa di boy leila rove, pshita leila rabbe. That was rove, the sofik, was poshe to rabbe, doma rabbe. Shairi gonafto, a person comes over, Reuben comes over to Shimon, you stole my shirt. Voimer loy gonafti, I didn't steal your shirt. Mativoy etzlecho, so what is my shirt doing by you? Shemachinam ani yolov. What do you mean? You made me a shemachinam. Is chayiv, and he swore that he's a shaymachinam on the shayl. He didn't steal the shayl. And he's a shaymachinam on the shayl. So chayiv, is chayiv keren chaymish va'osham, shrei potar atzmoi migneva va'aveide. He patted himself from gneva va'aveide. That means this statement, by saying, I didn't steal it, but I'm a shaymer. So even though, mitzad what he's saying, if he'll be paisheya, he'll have to pay him. But, and if it's ben, he has to return it. But he's also saying that if it will be nignav, he won't have to pay him. So this shvue is a kviras momin and gneva vaveide. The same scenario, and he said, shomer socher ani olav. I'm a shomer socher. Chayiv, he's also chayiv keren chaymish v'oshim shrei potar atzmei mishvura meisa. If an oinus will happen, according to his tain and his shvua, he'll be potar to pay. In reality, he's chayiv to pay, because he's a ganav. Sheil ani olo. Chayiv shrei potar atzmei mimeisa machmas meloch. Sheil is potar bimeisa machmas meloch. And so he's really a ganav, and he's chayev by meisa matzmas malocha. So this shvua that he's swearing he's a shoyul is a shvua of kviras momen that he'll be part of a meisa matzmas malocha. Alme afal gav the hokoy, even though the behemah is here, and he's masking to return the behemah. But kiven the imigna, but if it will be stolen, mamayna kakofa. So this shvua is a shvua which will patter him from gneiva if it will be gigambit. Hashtanami mamayna kakofa. That's the case of Rabbi Isoch and Nami. By Chometz Shavuot of Pesach, Avol Gav the Afcha Ba'almo, and theoretically he can return back this Chometz, and he doesn't owe him anything. But Kivin the Imignav Boy Shlumele Mamoina Ma'alye Ashtenami Mamoina Kakofale. I just like to say over a Meiridike Loshen of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that, so the Gemara says that by Chometz, if the Chometz is here, and theoretically he can pat himself with this Chometz, but it's called a Shvue of Kviras Momin, because the Shvue created a Ptul if this Chometz will become not Be'em. So the mail is to give Keren Chaimish Va'osha. So the Rosh says, V'loi mechapalei ad sheyishalem chometz yofe. That means, the Rosh says, Amir dikezach, that he'll have to pay, he won't be able to say, reishalach lefanecha, he'll have to pay him how much the chometz was worth, b'shas the gneiv. So, he won't have a kal, he has to pay keren of what he was kaifa. So the Chazon Ish says, Amir dikebir. V'shamina, from this we see the kaporas shvue, in order to become niskaper for the shvue that he made, doireshes tashlume hamomen, you have to pay the money asher bishviloi nispata lishova lesheker. What influenced you to make the shvue sheker? Why did you say I didn't gazel chometz? Why did you say this? Because you were afraid, and what'll be if this, you're afraid. It's nishkefelech if you'll return the chametz, it's not costing you a penny. But you were afraid, if I'm gonna be honest, and what's gonna be if this chametz will get lost, or this chametz will get stolen. He told me I stole his chametz, if I'll agree with him. Yes, I did steal your chametz, and what'll happen if it'll get stolen? I'll have to pay for the chametz, how much it was worth, b'shas gzeila. That he was scared. So in order to save himself for paying for that chometz, he made a shvu sheker. I never stole your chometz. So the reason of the shvu was that if it'll get stolen, he shouldn't have to pay. That was the reason that he was nispata mitzad yitzroi lishovel lishoker. If you're going to be elach, it's going to cost you money. If it gets stolen or lost, you'll have to pay how much was worth b'shas the gzeila. The kapore of the shvue sheker is what you were, the money that you were afraid you'll have to pay, and because of that you were kaifa with a shvue, you have to pay that money. That means that enticed you to make the shvue sheker, and the mele, so therefore you'll have to pay this keren. Va'af shalaynene b'muchlot mishvu ezu. Oisei momen. That means, who said he gained this momen? Who said it didn't get stolen? The chametz is still ban. He can say, reishalach lefanecha. And he can return the chametz. But even if he returns the chametz, he say he'll have to pay out the gzeile that he gazled this to inyonim now. He stole chometz, let's say, a bottle of shtams was worth $100. Fine. Now, chometz shovel Pesach, it's worthless. So, al-tilchis gzeile, v'eishibes ha-gzeile ha-shagozo. Fine. I stole this bottle. Here's the bottle. There's no shinuch. Ha-reishalach lefonem. But he did something else. When Yen among them the chometz, he said, I never stole chometz from you. And he swore he never stole chometz from him. Why? I don't have your chometz. I never stole chometz. Why? The reason of this rule was because he was afraid maybe the chometz, his bottle will get lost and I have to pay him $100. So the shvur was because of the fear of paying $100. The kapor of the shvur is you're going to pay that $100. You swore because you were afraid you'll have to pay that $100. That's you made a shvur sheker. Your kapor is, ken chemish voshem is a kapor. Your kapor is if you're going to pay that $100, that was the reason that you were kaifa. just want to finish the lashon of the Chazon Ish. Va'av shelo inene b'muchlat mishvuah zuvah yisayim b'amin. He didn't derive a true benefit from this shvuah. Regain hachi the Eli migne, if it won't get stolen, lo inene mishvuah seiklum. If he'll take return the chametz, take return the chametz ben, and nothing happened. Ela kivin the mipachdoi. But his fear, he had a fear, Dilma Migna. He was afraid maybe it might get gegambit. The Yitztarech L'shalem. That's what he was afraid of. Don't be honest. Don't be honest, because it's going to cost you a lot of money. And the Yitztarech L'shalem, he was afraid if he's going to be honest, he'll have to pay those $100. Nispatim Yitzchoy L'shove L'shokel. So the Yitzchoy told him, listen, not all the time you have to be honest. This is an expensive, if you're going to be honest, it's going to be expensive. You have to pay $100. Is that fear of having to pay those $100. Therefore he was nispata lishova l'sheker, kaporosoi. So now you want to have a kapor on the shvua sheker, l'shalem sach zet. Now you have to pay that. You swore shvua sheker to pater yourself from those $100. Your kapore is you'll have to pay those $100. The kiven da gzeila atzma eine shoveklum, the one you returned is worthless. I can't talk l'shalim mikisoi. I have to pay from your wallet the mecham etzmalya. Now he says further, ma she'ein kein begazlum. This is the case of Rove, which the Gemara says, ma she'ein kein begazlum, she'omar she'imachinamani. If it didn't get stolen, it didn't get stolen. The Ma'aseh says he's going to return. He's going to return what he stole, and then they finished. He was afraid it might get stolen. He'll have to pay $100,000 from his pocket. The Ma'aseh, if he returned it and it didn't get stolen, it's sufficient. You give back the gzeila, father. V'loyam rinon the yachzer gzeila. V'gam yishalim domer l'chapor eshvur shenishba l'shekem in nepach. Let's also say the same lump this over here. Why did he swear the gzeila he has to return to him? Because v'eshev es gzeila. You have to return the gzeila. The chi of Karen is because you swore false because you were afraid you'll have to take out from your pocket another $100, and that's why you swore false. So the tikkun should be, you should not pay $100. So l'chayre the din should be, the nigzal should get $200. $100 return the pore that you stole from him, and the other $100 should be the kapore for the shvua sheker that you were afraid of. He said, that's not true. The gam yisham the domim lechapore shvuish and nishba leshekem nepachdoi shemati gonev tloy amra teira rak leshalim la nigzol mashachosalei. You only have to pay the nigzol, doesn't have to be mavich. You have to shtel zu the nigzol what he was losing. V'main ha nigzol choser ein kan tashlumim. If the nigzol is not losing anything, there's no chiv to pay whatsoever. Avo begoz al chometz va'omar olav ha-pesach. The be'emes ha-nigzol choser. Here the nigzol is losing. You're giving him chometz that's also b'ano. You're giving him chometz b'ase b'ano. She'lekira teire b'dinei tashlumim. The teire said, if it's b'en, v'heishim es ha-gzeila asher gozal. So you can return. We can turn the gzeila asher gozal. So, but that's a kulan tashlumit. But zem rinom, dim nishba bishvil revach momoin, en kaparosa irak lohoshiv momoin ze, vizman shen nigzal choso. That's how the Chazon Ish says pshat in the Rosh. This is the Shitas HaRosh, the Shitas HaRambam. Both of them say this, that by the case of chometz, you have to pay back the keren, the keren that he was koifa. You can't be yaitza with a reish aloch levonecha. A reish aloch levonecha, you saw the nigzal is not getting paid. Now that's a kula in the mitzvah of heishim es agzeila. If it's asher gozal, kasher gozal, you can pater your chiyiv. But now there's a new chiyuv that you have to be mashlim the keren that was the sibbe of your shvuah sheker. This is what this Adar Chazanish explains. Yosef Rabbe v'koma lohoshmaite. Rabbe said over his tektoire that so this case by a person goes over to Taganav Sheiri Gonafta and he said, I'm a shomer, you pay keren chaimish v'osham, because there was a kviras moment, that he was afraid of the possibility it might get stolen, and that's why he was taifa with a shmur, so zachiv keren chaimish v'osham. Fine. V'koma lo shmaite. Eis vei Rav Amram l'rabbe. So Rav Amram asked a kasha l'rabbe, there's a baraisa that says fakir. V'kicheish bo, by Shavuos HaPekodim it says v'kicheish bo, he was makrish him. Prat l'moide be'iker. If he's moide to him, in the iker tzvi he's moide to him, there's no chiv, keren chaimish bo'osh. Ketzad. Now we're going to learn a few cases which are difficult to understand. The Gemara is going to speak about it later. The iker kasha is from the seif of this baraisa. So let's just say over the Lashon of the Baraisa. Shairi Ganafta. Someone comes over, Reuven comes over to Shimon, you stole my shair. V'huayim aloi Ganafta. I didn't steal it. Mativa Yetzlachos, what is it doing by you? Ata Mechartili, you sold it to me. I never stole, you sold it to me. Ata Nesatili b'matone. Ovicha Mochili, Ovicha Nosnili b'matone. Fine. So this is all very difficult to understand. He's not Moide Beiker. He said, you stole it, and I say, it's mine. I bought it. I got it from Matone. So this the Gemara is going to explain later. But now we'll speak about other scenarios. Acher Porosi Rots. It was running after my Por. What am I doing with your share? What am I doing with my share? It was chasing my Poros. I came into my corral. It's been there for the last 10 months. But Al Kaponim, I didn't steal it. It ran into my corral. Or my Eilav Wesley wasn't chasing my poor. I walked in and I closed the door of my corral that the Bahamish shouldn't go out, so the share is there. Toya Bederich Motosiv. No, I found it. I was an Aveda, so I found it. So I took it into me. Okay, all these things the Muslims speak about later. Now let's go on the Gelon. Shaima Chinomani Olof. Here the Braise says Klo. He asked him, what are you doing with my shoyer? So he says, what do you mean? You made me a shoyer. It's your shoyer. I didn't steal your shoyer. You made me a Shaima Chinom. Shaima Sochani Olof. Shayoni Olof. Vinishba. And he swore. I didn't steal it from you. You made me a Shaima. Baide. And later he was made that it was a Shavu Shek. He did steal it. Yochel Yehei Chayiv, he should be Chayiv Keren Chaimish Vosham, Tamaloima Vekichesh Bo, Prat Lamoide Beika. Vekichesh Bo, that means there's a Hakosha, but here he's Maide, it's Yosher. So there's no Chayiv Keren Chaimish Vosham. So Rab Amram asked a Kasha to Rabbi, he said a Hoshtek Teure that there's a Chayiv Keren Chaimish Vosham, because it's called a kfiras momen, because if it will get lost, so he'll be mechuyif to pay, so he's swearing that he shouldn't be mechuyif to pay. The Baraisa says there's no such thing. But if you might him, it's no such thing. Omar lei tedura. So he told them, tedura, what does Rashi say? Ein leif, you don't have any seichel. Person who wears such a kasha doesn't have any seichel. So the Mafter brings down Rabbi Yankiv Emden in Oveis, asks Akasha L'chayra, that was a pesazoi, wasn't too a complimentary statement over here. That Rabbi told Rav Amra. So he says in the Memches Dvorim Shatayra Niknes Behem, one of them is Mamidoi Al HaEmes. You have to be Mamid, a Talmud Al HaEmes. לפעמים, he brings down our Gemara, one example, לפעמים מביישים את התלמידים בדברים קשים ומרים, you tell them something that's difficult to hear and accept, כדי שיעשה בהם רשם, שייתנו דייתם לעין יופי, לדקדק הרבה, ולתרויח בשכלו. מה, you see a ברשם וקשה? Think a minute. Don't come say ask kashas. That means the next time they'll ask a kasha, they'll think, is it a kasha, is it not a kasha? That was the purpose. But like this, if you tell them such a statement that they feel hurt, but al kaponim, the next time when they'll ask a kasha, they don't know what's in for them, if they'll ask such a kasha the next time. So before they ask the kasha, they'll think 10 times, is it a kasha, is it not a kasha? So Memela, that is why he told them this sharp vote. Kisanya he, you brought up a raise, the Kamalei Helach. Kikamino, when I'm talking about the Kaima Ba'agam. Oh, a new story. So Rabbi said there's two different cases. The Baraisa is speaking about that this person has the shirt, it's right here, and he says, you stole my shirt? I didn't steal your shirt. This is your shirt, you made me a shamer. He said, the Pizgum, you made me a shamer. And then, take it. It's your shirt, you want the shirt, take it back. And he said, what, you liar? No, I swear you made me a shamer. I swear you made me a shamer. Then later, he's made that he swore false. He's not a god. In this case, there's no kfiras moment. Why is there no kfiras moment? Let's look at Rashi. So Rashi says, "Veleka lemeima ilu migna." That this is called a shvua of kfiras moment, because if it will be stolen, he'll have to pay, and so this shvua is patring him from that of shoris. The kamekoi, the shayr is standing here, ushkile, I'm telling you, take it. The shayr is here, you say, you didn't make me a shamer, you're a liar, you didn't make me a shamer, then he swears, but here's the shayr, this is your shayr, take it. So memele, this shvua is not a shvua of kviras moment, I'm gaining moment from this shvua. I'm telling him to take it. He's going to take it. The whole shvua is only to save face. I'm embarrassed. He called me a ganet. So I wanted, there's 20 people around. And he called me a ganet. So I have to save face. So I said, I swear you made me a shaymer. No, they see I swore. So then they'll think differently. I swore. I said, I'm telling the truth. And later when they left, I told them I was made it. But al kaponim, so this shvua, the purpose of the shvua is not to save money, to make sure that if it'll be stolen, I won't have to pay you. It's never going to be stolen. I'm giving you another shayl. The shvua is only to save face. That's not a shvua of kfiras moment. There's no keren chaimish moshe. The case of Rabbi was speaking about that the nignav came over to him and he said, you know, you stole my shayl. I evade this. My shayl is in your property. And he said, that's not here. It's ba'agam. It's not in front of them now. And he says, I didn't steal it. I didn't steal it. You gave it to me for a pekodin. And it's baga. We'll get it. I mean, if you want it, we can go to the agam and get it. But till the agam could very well be, can get stolen. It's not here now. It's in the agam. It's a 5-hour journey to get to the agam to find the shayr. In these 5 hours, it can get stolen. It can get lost. So this shvua is a shvua of kfiras moment. He swore to say he's a shamer to ensure that if it gets stolen, he's potter to pay. I'm a shamer chinam. I'm potter from the neighbor of the Veda. That was the chiddush of Rabbi. The Baraisa is talking about where the shvu is no kfiras mama whatsoever. There'll never be a neighbor. It's here, take it. It's your share, take it. So Mamela, so their taket is no chiv of keren chay mishvosha. Now let us just see Rashi. Atem achalti lakama porich, my moide beikarike. well, what's maida? He says you stole it, and he says you sold it to me. So there's no maida there. He's saying it's mine, and the Baal HaShem says it's his. Toyev Ederech Matzosi, Baby Yosef Labayis. I found that it was Toyev Ederech, it was going off the Derech, it didn't, and I brought it to the house. The door ain't late. Hey, look, like a man, me, look, migna, the kameko, you shkile, it's here, take it. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now we have to start explaining the other cases in the Baraisa, which are very schwer. Ata machalteli. Now, let's see the first case. The first case was, he told them, you stole my share. And he says, no, you sold it to me. Is my moide beiker iker? What kind of moide beiker is over here? But the nicknav says it's my share, you stole it. And he says, no, you sold it to me, so it's my share. That's mamish vekichesh. Like tzricha da omalei, like nesati lechadomi. Shkil turach vizil. He told them like this. He said, I didn't steal it from you. You sold it to me. I didn't pay you yet. So Mamela, you're making a whole ASIC. Take back the shell. I bought it. I didn't steal it from you. Take back the shell. So Mamela Vaita. So the Bryce is speaking about the shell is here. And I say I bought it. I didn't pay you, so I have to pay you. So I say, take back the shell. Yenetine is. I never sold it to you. Fine. Good. So Shalma Yisrael. So this is not called a kviras mamon, because the sheir is before Nainu, he says, take it back. And he swore that you sold it to me. But if you want, you can take it back. Ata nesatoli, now what's the second case you gave me? Okay, this is the halbetzor. You gave him a ton, ata nesatoli, avichanotnoli, my moide beiker, ike, where's the moide beiker? He says, gave it a matone, so I'm saying it's mine. No, it was a matana with a condition. They gave me the matana that I should do a taiva for you. I didn't do it yet. I have to do the taiva, but I see what kind of a person you are. You call me a gana. I'm not going to do you any taivas. Take back the shayl. I also know there's no matana then, because the matana was only on the condition I do you a taiva, I won't do you taivas. So again, but a kapanim, there's no kvira, because he's take it back. Taya bederech matosiv. Now, what's the other case? He says it was lost, it was... And I found it. Leima leimi boiloch laduri. So, let's go further. So, you found it, when did you find it? My share was stolen 10 months ago. Yeah, 10 months ago, Taki was Taya Bederech. I found it, and it's by me since then. So, Iboye Loch Lahaduri, so why didn't you return it? All the 10 months, why were you holding it? What's the kashya? Iboye Loch Lahaduri Neli, Shemotzosai, when you found it, you found it, don't keep it. It's not find this, keep it. You know me. You're a ganef. I mean, you found it 10 months ago, and you see, but we're next door neighbors, and nothing, you don't speak up anything. So what's the kasha? So the Tesis Rit says, you didn't return it. So you're saying you're a ganef. So I say you're a ganef, and you also say you're a ganef. You say, I found it 10 months ago, and I never returned it to you. That's what you're saying, and you swear on that. So what are you saying? You're saying, I'm a ganef? Not a ganef. A different guy. I mean, not I stole it from Yael,
But I walked in, I found it, and I brought it into my house. But Lefi Dvarecha, you also a goddess. That's true. What's in you, and you find it, you keep it in your house. So Memela, so the Gemara's kashish is only the drash of the kicheshpo. There's no akrosha. Shrei be'emes lishba, ki gonvoy kemoy shetonoy. There's not a shvua. I'm not being makrish as tainer. He said, I'm a Gandalf. I'm also saying, I swear I'm a Gandalf, Taka. I found it 10 months ago and I didn't give it to you. So you don't need a new drash prat l'moide be'ikir. This is, Shad is, he agrees with him. It's not, he mamish agrees with him. You say I'm a Gandalf. I also say I'm a Gandalf. So you don't need a meat for that. No, the shmu is like this. I found aveidah. I didn't know it was yours. That's what he said. But I guess I didn't know it was yours, and that's why I was holding it. Now you come and you tell me it's yours. Oh, right. So here it is. Take it. So Mamela, therefore, because here there's no kfiras momin, because he's looking to give it to him now. But he told him, well, I can take it. Then he swears on his steiner, I never stole it. I found it. And I was holding it because I didn't know who to return it to. Zuck to Gemara weiter. Tanya. Oma ben Azai Gimel Shvuasein. Hikir bo v'loy b'moitzo, he was makir the aveide. He was not makir the one who found aveide. V'moitzo v'loy bo, or he was makir the one who found aveide. One person found an aveide v'loy bo, or loy bo v'loy b'moitzo, or he did not know. He's not unaware of the Aveda, he's unaware of the one who found the Aveda. Now, before we go further, let us just see Rashi to understand what we're speaking about. There's a parsha in the Torah, let's give a little hagdome. There's a parsha in the Torah of Shvuas Eidos. If an aid knew Eidos, that this Eidos could help someone. If he would say Eidos, it could help him. And the person comes over to him who knows that he knows the Eidos, and he says, Mashbiacha ni alecha shetavoy v'tiduni. I mashbia you, you should come and say Eidos for me. And he looks him straight in the face, and he says, "Any day lecha edus. I don't know any, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any edus for you. I can no way help you." And then later, he's moide. I did know edus, and I swore false. So this person brings a chatos. He brings a kol. Kol ne leviyaret. An aid that was mushbet to say edus, and he was kaifa that he doesn't know edus, and later his mother, he brings a chatos. Now, here we are speaking about three cases. Case number one is, we'll see Rashi explains the cases. Now let's see Rashi. Shalosh shvuasein be'edus aveidah. I'm being tevea someone to say edus about an aveidah. You knew about this aveidah. So Rashi explains. Shehishbiya esa eight, he was mashbiya the eight. Imro isas aveidosi. Did you see my aveda? Oh, my love, I never saw your aveda. I didn't see your shirt for the last 5 weeks. I didn't see your shirt. But achakachoide, he was made that he did see the aveda. So that is hikerbo veloi bemoitza. That means he saw the aveda was in a certain area, Taka. He knows more or less where the Aveda was, but exactly who found it, that he doesn't know. Hikabav loy b'moitz. Aveda sha'omar Shara Isa Malachas Bishus Acha. He saw it going in someone else's Rishus. Exactly whose Rishus was, he doesn't know. Beine Yedeya Mihu. But he doesn't know who that person was. He saw that Veda. He told him, did you see my, I don't know anything about your Veda. That was the Shvua. I don't know anything about your Veda. And then later is Maida that he did see the Veda in a certain area. He doesn't know by who the Veda was. Oi, case number two. Hoida Shehikir Bemoitza. Veloiba, that means he saw someone was going around and said, I found a Shehikir. I don't know if he found your share, but he knows someone who found a share. And Yen asked him, do you know anything about my Aveda? And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he was made. He should have said what he knows. We're speaking about a Neidechot, that his Aedis could accomplish something. We'll see soon what his Eidish could have accomplished. But he said, I don't know anything. So the first case is Hikyabo Veloiba Maitza. The second case, Bemaitza Veloiba. The third case is Loiba Veloiba Maitza. He didn't see the Aveda. He doesn't know who found it. So like the Gemara, such a case, Loiba Veloiba Maitza, Kushte Ishtabes, or he swore them as he asked me, what, you know, I say, hey, this is about my Aveda. I don't know about your Aveda. I don't know who found it. So Gma says, Eima bo ubemaitza. No, there's a grite. It's Eima bo ubemaitza. He knows about Aveda and he knows who found it. He knows everything. So Memele Ben Azai said, all these three cases have the same halacha. All these three cases have the same halacha. But what the halacha is unclear. So the Gemara is going to elaborate now. So the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchase. What does Ben Azai say, all these three have the same halacha? What halacha are we speaking about? Rav Ami Omar Rav Chanina Liftel. Rav Ami said that all these three cases is potter. There's no chiyuv to bring a kol chatas. Shmuel omar lechiyuv, and Shmuel says all these three cases, this eid echad is chayv to bring a kol. Now, what is the machloikis? Rav Ami and Shmuel, Rav Chanina and Shmuel, beplukte dahani tanoi. The sanya hamashbia eid echad potter. Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon Mechayev. Amayka Miflegi, Mal Sova Dova Hagoyram La Momain Kimomain Domi, or Mal Sova Lav Kimomain Domi. Now let's just explain Oisevenik this Gemara, then we'll see in Rashi. There's a Machloikis Tanoim. The whole aloche of Shvuas Aedis in Yisod, Basach Mir, I once saw in Shara Mishpat, the Shara Mishpat says, the Tviya of for an aid to say aidis is like nina vashavas aveda. That means this person is helpless. He doesn't have any way to prove his point. And he have an aid or two aidim that could be made for him. And they shirk their responsibility. I don't know anything about it. They swear, they're mushbeta, then they swear they don't know. Later they made it. That's a binga called mechat. What is if you have an aid that a fellow, he would have sworn, he would have said Aedis, it's not sure you would have gained anything from it. For example, let's talk about that, and this is the machloikis of Tanoim, Mashbi Edechat Potter, Rabbalozah Barab Shimon Bachai. If a person is Mashbi and Edechat, so he said, you should have come and said Aedis. Let's say, they're talking about a different case. They're talking about a case that a neidechot, that Reuven comes over to Shimon, you saw how I lent Levi $100. I want you to come to Bezin and say, hey, this I lent him $100. And Shimon says, I never saw anything. I wasn't there, I never saw anything, I don't know anything. And he swore, and the lady is my dad. So now, Shimon can tell, good, what avla did I do? Did I do you or not? And what would have been if it would have come to Beis Din? One of the two could have happened. Maybe he'd be scared to swear. He'd be murdered. Then I helped you. Then my aides would have helped you. Or it could be this person will swear false also. So my aides could be goyrim to you moment. Could be you could derive benefit from this aides. Could be you wouldn't derive benefit from this aides. So we have here a machloikis tanoi. The halacha or that an aid is mechuyev to bring a korban, if through a shvua he was mafki himself from saying aides, is that only by an aides that would have helped the tevaya, or is it also by an aides that could possibly have helped the tevaya? Is there a chiyuv korban for that also? A kaponim, you should have done what you could have done. If it would help or not help, but you could have done that. It could have helped me. That's a machlokes tanoim. Is there a chiyuv shvuas aides on something that could be goyim lamoment? It's nothing sure, but there's a possibility. So the machlokes tanoim. So the now we have a machlokes. Ben Azi said three cases. Let's talk about the last case, which is the biggest chiddush. That he said. That he was makir bo ubemoitza. That means he saw how this person found Aveda. He knew it was Aveda. He says, I don't know anything. Later he's moitza. So now this Aveda, so Benazi said, all three are the same. So now we have a machlokes amiroim. What way are they the same? Are they all chayiv shvuas aidis? A kovim shvuas aidis? A low potter shvuas aidis? So that's the machlokes. If you hold that every mashbiya eidecha or this chayvash was eidus for the possibility that your eidus could have been goyim moment. So Ben Azi saying all these three cases, even the first case, which the possibility could be is much smaller, he doesn't even know too much, but it could have helped. You're also chayiv shvus eidus, and the other man, the Omar, says no. Since his edus is not a davar borur that it could help, it's only a possibility. There's no din shvuas edus by a possibility. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Lifter al kulon poter heid. So Chinin says in all these three cases the edus poter. Hamashbiya Idechot. The Kofa and the Idechot was Kaif of Omar Shvuish and Yidelok Aidis. I don't know Aidis. Potter, so there's a Machlokes Tanoi. The Tanakama was Potter Aid Mikol Mashvuish Aidis. They have a Masid Lay. Layoy Machayev Lahayech, El Shvuish. I feel it would have said Aidis. All he could be Machayev is a Shvuish. Ba'af al Gav Dikala Mema. Dilme loy mishtabe, but could be a shvu is also enough of a hishtadlus to make him pay, because maybe he won't want to swear. So your edus could have been goyrim that I could have gotten momin. Goyrim lemomin potter. Goyrim lemomin is potter. Vaninami goyrim lemoninino. All these edus is only a goyrim lemomin. Ba v'lay b'maitza. If he would have said Aedis, that I saw the behemoth in this area, I don't know exactly who found it. You have a masid lay v'hisiyah. If he would have said the Aedis, I saw chenimtza b'zovis ploini. It was in this area. I don't know who lives there. Be'eni yedei mi motza. Hoya mechazel. He would find who lives there, and then he would, so the eight said, I know that the Metzia, the Aveda, was in this area. He'll find out who lives in this area, and then he could be, and he'll force him to swear. Loy Masadi, mafsid. They're not mafsid. Afilo by bob and moitza. They're not mafsid. Mamin. The nami asidole ra'inu shamotza pleini ze. A yocholayma nensa mimeni upoita atzmai bishvue. Now all of a sudden, Rashi over here is saying something very interesting. Rashi is saying that it's called Agairim Lamomin. Now Rashi all of a sudden says a Psanu Mahalach. Afilu bo b'moitza. That Asidu boy. Now Rashi somehow was talking about two Eidim. Two Eidim that said we saw how this person found the Aveide. So Rashi says Afilu by two Eidim. It's also called Agairim Lamomin. Because what we saw, he found the Aveide. So he's going to say, he could say, yeah, I found the Aveide, but it was Nena. I'm a Shema, Shemachinam, Shemachinam, it was Nena. So our Avis is also not sure proof that you would have gotten anything. It's also only a Geirim Lamomi. It's only a Geirim Lamomi. So Memele, in fact, that's what Rashi is. The Rashash is Meirer, so Rashi is very not consistent. Rashi here, first Rashi said it's speaking about a Neidecho, the Madura Basra is also Meir of this. First Rashi is speaking about a Neidecho, then Rashi says it's speaking about a Philo two Eidim. And by it seems Rashi, the end of the Rashi is saying that a Philo by two Eidim, if we're talking about by Aveda, a Philo two Eidim is also a Geirim Lamomin, because by saying Eidis that you found it, you are not being mechayiv this person to pay, because he has a loophole to say, that's right, but it was nenas, I swear there was nenas. So the mele, if a person, if the nitva can pater himself with a shvue, without, after the edis, that's right to call the geirim lamomen. So I think Madura Basra is that thought to be moichik, that what Rashi said before, speaking about an edecha. Let us just see the top Tosfos. Shmuel Omar Lechiyev. Shmuel said, all these cases of Ben Azai is Lechiyev. That means, Hikya Bo, Volei Bemoitza, Bemoitza, Volei Bo. Bo Bemoitza. So, fact Tosfos, if you say all these cases are Chayev, because Gem Lamam Kemam and Domi, Heichi Motza Lameima Lechiyev, Dim Kein Ava Bereise Zu, Vein Tzach Loime Zu. The last case is Boba Moitzas. I don't understand you. If he is saying, if Ben Azai is saying, Boba Loiba Moitzas Yechaya, because there's a possibility that it could be Geira Momin, so Boba, so Boba Moitzas Yezichachaya. So Zubetach Leimazu. So this is Akasha and Shmuel, the way Shmuel is explaining Ben Azai.